Hello there.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Let's get back to Barely Legal. Once again, here's Robin Earle and David Spada.
Okay, it's about 21 past the hour, and Andy, we were had a good conversation there with RoboCop. Glad to have him on there. I guess his perspective, and a very good one, is the fact that because of the inexperienced wide receiver department that we have, maybe some of the routes were not exactly the way they should go as planned, and they were screwing up some other things, and I think that's what Jay Cutler got a little frustrated on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Very frustrated about it. You know, they're going to get it together. You're going to have that in week one. You're going to have kinks. You're going to have issues. You know, at the end of the day, it's how are you going to get through it as a team? He's got to lead this offense and make this thing happen. I think they're, you know, they're preparing this week. They're working on their route skills. You know, I look for a big improvement in that situation. I don't think you're going to see a lot of missed routes. But like you said, it's a tough Steelers defense.
You know, Jay Cutler was regarded as Monday morning, all the critics jumped all over his ass as the jerk face. You know, he just kind of had that nonchalant, well, you know, better luck next time, four picks, what the heck. I can't get too excited because I'm a diabetic. Did you feel that, you know, there was too much jerk face going on out there?
Yeah, you know, it's Cutler's hot bird in that sense, and he's very confident, and he's got a certain swagger about him. But you know what? At the end of the day, I like it. I think he shows confidence. I think he shows his offense confidence, and he's not afraid to call out a situation. If something happens and somebody did something wrong, he's going to be the first one to step up and point it out and make sure it gets noticed.
Absolutely.
Baby, yes. Could he have worded it different? Yes. But that's not Jay Cutler. We know who Jay Cutler is. We knew it before he came in here. The media just needs to accept it and you know, figure out what it is that, you know, there's nothing he can say or do that they won't pick on him about, obviously. And he knows it, and he's going to play on that, too. So, you know, I like it. I think it's a good situation. You have that with a good, confident kid, and he is a kid, and he's just he's a great NFL quarterback. He's young in his career, and, you know, that's the way it's going to roll.
Well, I tell you what, we got a guy on the line right now that knows a little bit about the wide receiver position, and I want to bring on a very good friend of mine, and we kind of lost contact there for a while. It's been about 20 years.
Only 20,
but you know what's interesting here, Jim? Harvey, Illinois, you're born or grew up here in Harvey, Illinois. You're a local kid.
Right.
But you know, as a standout with the, you know, in high school here, then going to the University of Michigan, of course, played for the Steelers, and of course with me with Birmingham, finished your career with the Raiders. But anyway, we got a line here. We got Jimmy Smith, the great wide receiver from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you know what? We're playing Steelers this week, and there's one guy that I wanted to call and have a little fun with and, about, this upcoming game against the Bears and the Steelers. How you doing, Jimmy?
Doing fantastic, Robin. Good to be here.
All right. I guess I talked to one of your gals down there at your agency, your car dealership. Is that something that you're doing right now?
Yeah, I have a couple of dealerships, Saturn dealerships in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we're doing pretty well.
Yeah. What got you down in the Dallas area down there? What after Birmingham?
Well, as you. I went on to play for the Raiders for a season and decided that football was for the younger guys, not the older guys, and luckily I put them all in position. They didn't ask me to leave. And then I moved to Orlando.
Okay.
Thought I wanted to stay in some warm weather. And got involved in the car business there with a gentleman and taught me the ins and outs of it, entrepreneurial spirit. And bought a couple of dealerships there, bought a couple in Miami, and a couple of opportunities presented itself in Dallas. And
okay.
So as long as there were warm weather climates, I was going to move around.
You're going to move around. Well, I know that the car industry has really taken a hit. How's things going with you?
Well, the car industry has been tough. However, the ones that have survived have figured it out that you can be profitable if you do a couple of things. Obviously, the new car industry was lagging considerably, but some of us that have been doing this for a while realize that as long as your service and parts and used car business is thriving, you can stay profitable.
There you go.
We've really concentrated on that.
You know, only on the Barely Legal Show do we talk sports. We talk every subject. We had Obama a little bit earlier. Now we can talk about car dealerships. Hey, what the heck? Let's talk about you a second. And I, you know, had the opportunity to play with you a couple seasons there, 84 and 85. And I must say, man, you were an absolute standout leader, over 80 catches, nearly, 90 in 1984. Looks like you had 89 and 84 and led the club in touchdowns. You had 20 catches, TDs in 1985. I mean, I look at some of that film that we had there with the Stallions, man. Wasn't that a fun team?
Well, it was a phenomenal team, and we had a lot of fun. And I've been so fortunate to play on teams that had good work ethic, but had a hell of a lot of fun at the same time. And I think it starts, you mentioned the word leadership. You know, I've been fortunate to play for Bo Schembechler and Michigan and play for Noel in Pittsburgh and Raleigh Dotch and, of course, in Birmingham. And it starts from there.
Yeah.
You so know, we were fortunate, man.
Yeah. When you were drafted by the Steelers back in 77, we came out the same year. And then you go to Pittsburgh and you're staring at Lynn Swann and John Stallworth. What went through your mind on that one?
Well, a couple of things. The first one I can't quite use on the radio, but the other thing was that I'm just gonna have to figure this out because I'm gonna figure out a way to get some time as well. And luckily, they although I did get a lot of rookie razzing like all of us rookies do, and you remember that.
Of course, absolutely.
They really took me under their wing, I should say, and said, "We're gonna teach you how to be a professional receiver in the NFL." And you're on a championship team, and we're going to teach you. You want to be a part of it? Great.
Mm-hmm.
But the gentleman that helped me more than anything else in terms of being a professional was Joe Green. And Joe Green kind of took the rookies under the wing by himself and said, okay, this is the way you act professionally. These are the things you do. We're a city and a team of champions.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be a part of it? You got to work this way. You got to do this. You have to do certain things. And there's a certain decorum that we had to follow on and off the field, and it stuck with me.
Yeah, you know, Jimmy, now what round were you drafted in?
Third.
Third round. Wow, a lot of coincidentals there. I mean, I was a 61st player taken overall, so you had to be in that area there too.
75th,
yeah. So of course,
some things you remember, don't you?
Yeah, you know, you just, those are kind of etched in your mind. Now, you're going to the Steelers. They've had two Super Bowl victories in the mid-70s. Then, of course, your rookie year, you guys had a good year. I think you missed out. The Cowboys and Denver that year, 77,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. And then you come back and you win it all in 78. And again in 79, and that's where I got to know Cliff because I personally went to that game, in 79 down there in Miami and, got to know Cliff Stout a little bit. And of course, that was a teammate of yours. And of course, he was our quarterback at Birmingham. But wow, that had to be, you know, that's the ultimate. First, you come to a first class organization, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They know how to win. You got great coaching. You got a great talent. And, you know, hey, what could be better?
Well, you know, timing is everything. So, and I've been very, very fortunate, obviously. The timing of it, although, you know, you mentioned the timing of going to a team that had Stallworth and Swann, but at the same time was on a phenomenal team to be a part of. And as you said, we won it in 78, won it in 79, and we all played an integral part in it. And I was blessed, fortunate. You know, some mm-hmm. people have phenomenal careers for 15, 16, 17 years in the NFL and never get a chance to get a Super Bowl.
Win a Super Bowl. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, good Lord looked off after me.
Fantastic. I just joined in studio here. My partner, David Spada, attorney at law. He's just getting out of a court case, but, say hi to Jimmy.
Hi, David. Jimmy. David, how you doing?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good. Question for you. You played receiver in the NFL for 7, 8 years. And you played for Terry Bradshaw, who had a rockin' arm, Hall of Fame quarterback. Yep. The Bears have Jay Cutler now, and they're saying that these receivers have to run crisper routes. With Sunday night's game, do you think it was the routes more, or was it the quarterback that was a problem?
Ask that question one more time.
Do you think it was the routes the receivers were running, or was it Cutler that caused the four interceptions?
Well, man, it's easy to, you know, it's easy to armchair quarterback, and I try not to do that. But I will just tell you that I think they've got to learn each other a little bit better is one thing. And a good quarterback will demand that a receiver runs better routes. They will demand it in ways that maybe the press doesn't see or hear. It's a couple of things that may be said, and you really should do this in-house. Either in the huddle or in the locker room, or you look at the films and you talk about it.
Yeah, never, so never in the press.
But usually speaking, if you're not on the same page and the routes aren't run crisp, it's one of the major reasons for interceptions because the quarterback has to assume a lot of things. They really truly do. And because they can't wait till you get open and, you know, although those guys, you mentioned Bradshaw and Cutler have the arm to do that. But if you want to have an effective passing game, you've got to throw the ball to a spot, typically.
Absolutely.
The receiver's got to be there.
What kind of respect did Terry Bradshaw? He had to demand a lot of respect in that huddle.
Yes, he did. But it was never in your face.
Okay.
It was more because of playing hurt. It was more because of he thought we'd win every game. It was more because of the way he practiced. It was more of we're champions.
Whose huddle was it? Was it Terry's? Was it Franco's huddle? Was it Mike Webster's?
Well, I can't really tell you all the things we said in the huddle, but I will tell you it was Bradshaw's huddle. Now, then there was some debate in that huddle from time to time, but when all was said and done, it was his call.
Absolutely. Hey, let's talk about Sunday a little bit. Of course, I'm sure you keep the heartbeat on the Steelers a little bit. What do you see this Sunday with the Bears Steeler matchup?
Well, you know, my personal feelings is it's Pittsburgh will win, but that's more sentimental than factual.
Well, that's what the odd makers have it so far.
Pittsburgh is very, very tough mentally, and they're very tough defensively. So unless Cutler and his crew get it together, it's going to be a tough, tough day for that offense.
You think it's because of these receivers have no experience? Bennett's in his second year. Johnny Knox, who Hub Arkish from Pro Football Weekly said is the Bears' best receiver, he basically, it's his first game in the pros, and he was their best receiver last week. And you got Devin. I don't know what he's doing out there, Hester.
Well, I'm going to fall back to what I think is the answer. It's going to take some time for these guys to get on the same page, and it may happen Sunday. It may be 4 weeks from now. It'll obviously get progressively better. And because once you learn each other, you just depend. You have more confidence in one another.
We don't have time here. We want a championship. You guys have won Super Bowls two out of the last 4 years. You got a franchise quarterback, and we've had Jim McMahon. We've had some bunch of bums after McMahon. We want some championships here.
Well,
you got your rings.
Well, listen, do you know how long it took for Pittsburgh to, they were the laughing stock for about 10 years.
I agree. Hey, Jimmy, we've also got our pro sports writer on the line, Andy Masoneff. Hey, Andy, I know you got a question for Jimmy.
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, did you play with Norm Johnson?
No.
Okay. Here, let me ask you this. So, okay, obviously you've got you're preparing and you're coming in. Polamalu is absolutely out. As far as the Pittsburgh defense is concerned, how do you think they will obviously, what aspects do you look for as far as how they are going to play the Chicago Bears offense? Do you think they're going to pick on the receivers? Do you think that the defense is obviously going to go after Cutler? How do you foresee their defensive attack against our offense, knowing that Cutler threw four interceptions?
Well, I think they're going to be like a shark in water. I think they're going to get in the receiver's face and bring pressure on Cutler. That's what you got to do when. If it were me, and back when we planned game plan and had a quarterback had that kind of week before, we wanted to make sure they kind of stayed in their misery. Now, having said that, I'm not in any of the coaching planning sessions. So, I say this purely as a former old player that, man, but I think there's certain philosophies that stick. Boy, if there's a guy walling into sorrow, let's don't let him get well on us. Let's don't give him a chance to breathe. Let's don't give him a chance to go back there and learn his timing on us. Let's keep disrupting him as well as shake up these receivers. Let's if they don't run good routes, I'm not suggesting that they don't. Let's make them adjust. Let's see if they can adjust.
I think you pointed what Gary Anderson was your kicker back then in the early 80s.
Yes.
There you go. Hey, Jimmy, we've got a couple seconds here up against the clock. I just want to say a big thanks for coming on. And this connection took place because of your niece. I was a speaker at a recent dinner with the PAVE, the PAVE. Right. And it was so ironic. I'm sitting next to her at dinner and she goes, you know, my uncle played pro football. I said, really? What was his name? She goes, Jim Smith. I go, not the Jim Smith I know that played for the Steelers and the Stallions. And she goes, yeah, man.
Yeah.
What a small world.
Small world.
Anyway, I hope your golf game is as good as it was when we played, because I think we played at least 5-6 days a week, didn't we, when we were down there in Birmingham?
As long as it didn't rain, we were playing.
We were playing. Hey, Jim, good luck. The best with you, with your dealerships, and let's get a Stallion reunion. We need to get the guys together here and get together and have a little. We had Mark Battaglia on about 3 weeks ago, David. What a hoot. He had some great stories. But
oh, yeah.
Thanks, Jimmy. You've added a lot to the show. Anyway, we are the Barely Legal Show. It's 888-463-6748. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is former Chicago Bear Robin Earl. For 7 seasons, you watched me play for the beloved every weekend. Now I empower people's lives every day with my Liberty Chicago team and strive for health, wealth, and happiness. To stay involved in sports, I coach youth football camps and started, believe it or not, a sports talk show called Barely Legal. Join me and my partner, attorney David Spada, as we talk sports, legal issues, have interviews with current and former players, and a whole lot more.
Hey, Robin, give me a chance to talk. Can I get a word in?
Take it easy.
For years, I've been helping SCORE listeners with all their legal issues, traffic violations, personal injury matters, whether on the job or in a car accident, real estate, and more. If you need any of these, call me, attorney David Spada, today at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. I'll bail you out like I did my partner here. And also, catch what a former Chicago Bear has to say or grab some legal expertise by logging on to 670thescore.com today and listen to our show, Barely Legal.
Have you ever read something or saw something, and in the back of your mind, you're saying to yourself, wow? Hi, Robin Earl here, and let me introduce you to the most explosive revolution ever in the telecommunications industry. On September 1st, Liberty International is launching their very own WOW mobile wireless phone service. WOW's unlimited everything is exactly what it says. Unlimited data transfer, unlimited internet, unlimited voice, unlimited text, unlimited emailing, and unlimited calls anywhere in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico, all for a flat rate of $79.95 a month. There are no taxes, no contracts, no credit checks, and no fine print. Add just $10 to the plan, and you're able to call 40 international countries absolutely free. If you're like me and want to take it to the next level and have everything you want without the bill, then all you have to do is refer 3 clients to Liberty's WOW wireless service, and your mobile service is absolutely free. WOW! Not only is my home digital phone service free, but now my mobile phone service is free. WOW! That's awesome! For more information about Liberty International's phone service and the incredible opportunity it provides, call me at 847-276-0671. Again, 847-276-0671, or visit my website, robinearl.net. Look forward to hearing from you.